T-Rail. We back. No Jumper. What's the deal? I got a special guest in the house. My boy Yellow Hill in the building. You know what I'm saying? Los Angeles native. You know what I'm saying? Rap star.
Yeah.
Rap star.
Rap star.
Get in this motherfucker. I like that. You feel me? Yeah. But you here today. What's the deal?
Man, what's popping? Shout out to my nigga T-Rail. Thanks for having me, bro. It's been a long time coming. I'm glad I'm here, bro.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here too. I mean, you thought I was dodging you.
Like for a minute, I was like, hold up, man. I'm like, let me holla at him. And then, you know, you get the S-double-E-N's, the scenes. You know, you leave a nigga on. But it's cool. I ain't tripping.
No, you know what it was is, let me tell you, you were supposed to come last time.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, like niggas do, they want to be an hour late. You know what I'm saying? Damn. I said, I ain't nobody.
Yeah.
You're going to be an hour late?
Yeah.
Man. I was like, damn.
Yeah, nah.
I was like, but I'll get you back, though. Don't worry about it. I'll double back to it.
No.
I'll double back to it. AD hit me. You know what I'm saying?
My apologies, my nigga.
He's like, what's up with the boy? I'm like, I got him.
Yeah.
It's all good. But what's the deal, though, bro?
Man, I'm chilling. I'm kicking it, man. just moving around and shit, man. You know? Doing my thing. How you feeling, man?
I'm good. You feel me? I'm good.
You know, I came in here earlier. I was like, my nigga got on brown. You the only nigga I know can pull off brown.
Brown is bothering my nigga.
No, that shit hard, though. You got the colors going crazy right now.
Brown is bothering my nigga. You nigga.
It's two hard colors to pull off, nigga. It's like pink and brown and like maybe like a... like a mint green, low key. Like, those are those colors where I'm like, oh, you gotta be a nigga to do it. So you did that.
Nah, I ain't fucking with you, nigga. Nah, I ain't fucking with you, nigga.
Nah, it's fly, bro, for real.
Nah, what's the deal, though, bro? You know what I'm saying? You in this bitch, you feel me? How's everything going right now, man, for you?
Everything's good, bro. We just flourishing, slowly but surely metamorphosizing. We got projects on the way. Just came out with Genie in a Bottle. It's a special juice to help you with antioxidants and anti-inflammatory shit. Man, everything, bro. We coming out with businesses, trying to move into that entrepreneurial space as opposed to just being a recording artist and get behind the scenes and get dirty with niggas. You know what I'm saying?
How did that come about, though, that venture? How do you say it again?
Antioxidants.
Antioxidants.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Man, honestly, bro, you know, I for a while I was eating bad fast food and Del Taco every night, wake up, drink a cerveza, drink a little beer, go to the club. I'm chilling, the homies taking shots. And then I'd wake up 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. I was like, damn, I started noticing like floaters in my vision. I started getting bumps on my back. I wasn't feeling good, lethargic. And I'm like, bro, I got to figure this shit out. I got to get it together. So then I became a pescatarian. After I became a pescatarian, I started moving more into like the fresh juice squeeze, cold press shit. And after that, nigga, I started feeling like $1 million. A nigga, every morning, I'm up 8 o'clock. I'm ready to go. Nigga, throw
fuck
the clothes.
Out of here. I hate you pescatarian niggas. Y'all niggas think y'all better than everybody. Here you go, vegan nigga, pescatarian motherfuckers. Y'all full of shit.
Nigga, we
all
eat
you gotta do is get up and work out.
No, you right. Nigga be programming too.
You gotta just get up and work out and do your thing, though. But I understand, though, the pescatarian thing, the fresh juices, that, you know, that can help you.
Oh,
motherfuckers
God.
Do be eat fast food crazy. I mean, we in Los Angeles, though. I mean, you can pick your choice.
Yeah, nigga.
It's on every corner.
It's
nigga.
Death everywhere, nigga. Yeah. Whether it's a Whopper, a Big Mac, or a motherfucking Gordita from Taco Bell, nigga.
Yeah, oh God.
You know what I'm saying?
So who did you connect with to do that?
Straight up fast food. It's my boy Center. You know, he got the dreads. He got the whole look. He an earthy nigga in general. So I'm like, I gotta fuck with cuz. You know what I'm saying? And I was trying to get the blue flavor, the blue color. Cause all of his juices, they like red, green, orange. I'm like, let me get the blue flavor. So we got Blue Magic, which is spirulina, which is good for your heart and it's good for your head, everything. And nigga, we mixed it up, got it together, and then boom, bam, it tastes like a motherfucking $1 million. It was crippy as a motherfucking. I was happy. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
I like that. I got a few questions to ask you, though, man. For real, though.
But, let's go.
Yeah, but you ain't never been on No Jumper before, right?
Nah. Nope. It's my first time, bro.
Thank you. Because a lot of motherfuckers I be coming, I'm like, you been on here before? Nigga like, yeah, bro, like 2-4 years ago. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
Like, yeah. This is your first time. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Jennifer, my nigga. Yeah, it's first time on this bitch. You feel me? So, yeah. Shoot a jumper on these hoes. So, let's start off from the beginning. So, Since you've been here, you ain't been here before.
I never been here before, no.
I like that. So let's start off from the beginning, you know what I'm saying? Little Yellow Hill.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Small man, where'd you grow up?
West LA. West Los Angeles, bro. Fairfax District, Marvin, Washington, La Cienega Heights, Little Ethiopia, all that shit, Olympic. From the Mansfields, I was staying over there for a minute, all the way to my hood to Playboys, and yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, okay. With moms and pops?
Yeah, so no, my dad, he moved away. He came from Jalisco, Mexico, and he met my mom. My mom's from Brooklyn, New York. So they slid up over, and they got to know each other, and then boom. But no, my mom was out here for a minute, and she left. So I've been by myself since I was like 18. I had to figure it out at 17, 18.
Oh, moms went back to New York.
She went back to Illinois, actually. But she's from New York.
So moms is black.
She black, yeah.
So you grew up in a house with just predominantly just moms, or was it back in like a back and forth thing?
It was more so mom, sister stayed with us for a while, got loose. New nigga in the picture, he couldn't handle it. She screaming too much, he gone. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? For real. So I grew up with a black mom, nigga, you feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, all black moms.
So
man.
How much did you see pops?
Barely any at all, my nigga. It was such a culture shock to see this nigga sometimes, because I'm here with my black mom, you feel me? And as I'm with my black mom, every like 7 to 10 months, here go a nigga in a fucking pickup truck with a sombrero and some cowboy boots and a cerveza drink in his hand, and he blasts the Mexican music, and he's like, I'm your dad. I'm like, nigga, I don't know you, my nigga. I'm like, oh, what?
Wow.
Yeah, because when he left, I was real young. Uh-huh. And then as he started slowly but surely coming around, I got acclimated to seeing this nigga. I was like, okay, that's really my dad. But in the beginning, I was like, ooh.
So why did he start coming around? Did he want to fuck with moms again?
I think the nigga just really wanted to be a good dad.
He like, I got a son over here on such and such street. I'm going to go see what's up with that nigga.
You feel me? Fly light-skinned Mexican black nigga with the hair. He like, I got to embrace this nigga.
So Pop's full Hispanic.
Full Hispanic from Guadalajara, Jalisco.
And you don't know Spanish.
Here and there, I could have a couple conversations, nigga, but when I go out there with visit my grandma in Mexico, my nigga, I get a little lost because she'll be going fast with it.
Yeah.
You know, but if it's like a simple just, you know, then it's fine.
So you can talk to Duno.
Here, me and Duno talk like LA niggas together. He call me fool, I call him nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We don't ever speak Spanish like that. I could talk to his mom fake, kind of like. And then when she start going off, I'll be like, Duno, you got to help me out. You feel me? But yeah.
So you wanted to kind of like embrace your Hispanic side when you was younger?
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
Was that like a thing? Like, damn, like he Hispanic over there, I want to fuck with it. Like,
yeah, bro, it was interesting. I mean, I was so used to being with my mom and being around my black side of the family that I was like, okay, that's cool. You know, I'm getting acclimated. I'm used to this. But then right when my mom, you know, my dad came around, I'm like, that's interesting. That's cool. You got a ranch. You got roosters, cows, chickens, horses. You showing me cumbia. You showing me salsa, reggaeton. You showing me all of this shit. And I'm just like, this is just something for refreshing and new to me. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I was just like, okay, cool. You know, I love both of that, both of those things.
But as far as his family, though, like, were they receptive to you? Like,
they loved me.
Yeah.
But with my mom, they didn't really like her, though.
Why?
It was more so a racial tension type of thing. They wanted him to be with a Mexican woman instead of a black woman. So they automatically, there was mutiny within the two rivalries of the family with that.
That's crazy that you grew up like that.
Yeah.
That's crazy that you grew up like that, because I kind of think it'd be racial tension kind of sometime, but you know, because we live close, you know, it's Mexicans and blacks. Like, we in here, but I didn't think it was like, you know what, they want their people to fuck with their people.
Yeah.
And they kind of like shun you, like, get your ass up out of here. Yeah. I didn't know. But that's interesting that you went through that.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's crazy. What was mom saying about that shit?
I didn't really know about it until I got older and she told me. You know what I'm saying? She was just like, this is what I went through. Boom, 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 boom. And when she told me that, I was like, damn, that sucks. But when I was younger, I didn't really know what was going on. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're young, you're kind of blind to a lot of the racial tensions within within two households that's going on. It was almost, you know, similar to the Montagues and the Capulets and the Romeo and Juliet story. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Where you got that rivalry no matter what. You know what I'm saying? So it was, growing up and I didn't see it, but when you get older, you start to notice it. You're like, whoa.
But so now, but now you close with the other side of the family,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay.
And they close with her now, too. I guess they grown, you know, as the years transpire and niggas, they get to know her, they like, oh, fuck with her. Yeah.
Niggas get old. But it kind of, you know what I'm saying? It probably has something to do with you, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But now, you know, you feel like you're more on the black side.
Yeah.
You got a black girl.
Do I have a black girlfriend?
I said, did you ever have a black girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, a long time ago, for sure.
And you brought her over there?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
No, because I wouldn't really be around. Because, you know, with them, it was like more so like a, I wouldn't kick it with them like that. I would only kick it with them when my dad would come down. You feel what I'm saying? Like, they wouldn't be niggas I would go fuck with all the time. It's like when my dad comes from San Jose and picks me up from where I'm at, he'll take me over there to my Mexican side of the family. And that would be like the only niche or the glue that would have me kick it with them more so. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it's like niggas never really had the chance to bring anybody over there. If anything, I'm bringing everybody to my other side of the family.
So living on in West LA, you know what I'm saying? What schools did you go to over there?
Man, I was out at, so I did the Hamilton, went over there, Fairfax, couple little schools over there, little small little schools, Carthay, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that, all over there.
When I'm looking at your shit, Neil, I'm looking at your videos, I'm looking at your rap videos, I'm like, so this nigga's a Crip.
Yeah.
I'm like, so where in your life did you feel like, you know what, this is it for me, I'm fucking with this shit right here?
Oh, like choosing it?
Yeah, choosing it.
I didn't really more so choose it, bro. It was really more, it's the environment that you keep. You become a product of your environment with whoever you're around. So say I was in...
You went to Hamilton, though.
Yeah, you feel me?
It's really nice.
No, I mean, you think that, but you're right there around the corner. See, West LA is tricky. Let me clear this up for anybody having conspicuousness about the city, especially, yeah. You know. If you go to South Central, if you go to Watts, Nickerson Gardens, you know exactly what you're getting when you go there, bro. Every block, every corner, maybe a chicken running around, and maybe some niggas on the corner, liquor store blowing some big smoke. The whole city, the whole infrastructure of all of those different boroughs and regions is hood as a motherfucker, right? You go to West LA, you slide down Pico Boulevard, there's a side of Pico where it's all Jewish, white people, it's pretty. You might want to go pick up some kicks. You might want to go grab a little donut. You might want to have some vegan ice cream or something like that. You hit that wrong corner, go down the left, maybe 2 minutes down the way, it's a bunch of niggas with blue rags. You go down, Big Sad's hood's right here, there's Jewish people right there. My hood is right here. It's Armenians right down the street. It's you never know what you're going to get. So if you slide down Pico thinking it's sweet, out of nowhere, nigga, you might hit Stanley. You like, oh, I'm about to go with my girl and get this nice little spaghetti real quick. Fuck it, ain't nobody over here. Yeah, all right. Hit that wrong right turn, they pop out. Nigga, it's three niggas from Trey's. Nigga ready for you right there. That's how West LA has just always been. We grove niggas, but we loke niggas. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you just never know. West LA's one of those cities where you just like, oh, what? Hold on, nigga. I just had some champagne in Bel Air. Oh,
so
shit.
What was your encounter? Were you close?
To what?
To the Crippin'. Were you on the street where the Jews was, or you was more like
no.
Where the niggas was at?
No, the niggas. Yeah, we was over there off of Washington and Marvin, Carson, Redondo, right behind the liquor store. The Creek side, we have some dead ends in our hood. We got the Creek. So we got Creekside and we got the Avenue side. The Creekside is where, like it's Bologna Creek. And it's where they shot Poetic Justice and all that shit. And it's like, you go down there, nigga, you better jump over that motherfucking... You better jump over that thing if you catch one of us over there.
Yeah.
So our hood is like, yeah, it's Maney, bro. It's crazy over there and shit. But, nigga, if you just 5-10 minutes down the line, nigga, yeah, bro, you can go inside of a fucking Pinkberry, nigga. 10-15 minutes down the way is Pinkberry.
So were you more so interested in the culture and the togetherness of it? You know what I'm saying? It's just all my homies and nigga, fuck it, I'm gonna get put on. Like, and that's what led you to do it?
I feel like just being bad around that time, I was around niggas that had the same type of urge and mindset. And then all of a sudden, once you around that certain energy, you around that certain type of vibe, it's like, yeah, cuz fuck it. Before I knew it, I was getting put on. I was like, oh shit, boom, bam, boom. This is when we was younger. My youthful exuberance took over me. You know what I'm saying? When I was younger.
So that you did basically you didn't have no time to think.
No.
You forget about it. By the time you're like, damn, what you calling me? Fuck it. That's what you
call it. Right, you're right.
What did you do? Like, what's nigga, my name? Fuck it.
What you gonna call me? Yeah, fuck it. Like who am I under? Who am I fucking with? Who am I, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I mean, we started taking a bus from Fairfax, going to the Grove, stealing hats from the kiosk. Then we would go try to bum some Johnny Rockets French fries from some girls that lived over there or something. Or some, you know, just try to crack a Jewish bitch or something. We inside Bloomingdale's trying, we over at the Beverly Center trying to rip tags off of the polo and then take the bus and then hide at Taco Bell because loss prevention, we socking loss prevention. I mean, it's like, you know, that's just West Side shit, you know. Feel like everybody got their thing. Like niggas in, I don't know, maybe niggas in Long Beach have their thing, but our thing was more so like, we had all the flyest, finest stores with all the coolest niggas, the finest women. We seeing celebrities pull up. Shia LaBeouf might be around the corner. So we kind of had it where it was like, yeah, like, all right, this is, I love my city.
It's almost like nice as fuck. Cause like South Central is like, I'm not about to see nobody pull up. I ain't doing none of that. Bitch. Yeah. I ain't go to the Grove, bitch. I was 25.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Beverly Center, I didn't. I'm like, I thought that was like real true life Beverly Hills. Nigga.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? So
yeah.
It really is different. Like, that's crazy as fuck that you say that. Cause I never really asked like a West Side nigga, like, how did y'all niggas really like do y'all shit? Like, what was y'all niggas like really doing? You feel
yeah,
me?
Man. Like, cause it's like we right next to, so Mid City Heights. And then not too far from there, you got like the jungles, you got the Bitty, you got like, we kind of more so like right there, but then we're not too far from like jumping on like a freeway or going down Fairfax and going to Bloomingdale. You know what I'm saying? Like we closer, but we still in that mix. We still in that mesh. We still deal with a lot of the minority problems everybody was dealing with. We still having homies getting chipped. Niggas drive by, niggas fighting, niggas getting put on. Niggas.
Yeah, like when did that real life start hitting you with the gangbang shit? Like when did it get real? Because you got that moment where a homie died or something.
I lost my homie Big Lucky, Joshua Gregory Davis. That might have been, bro, honestly, when I started seeing death, like 13, 14.
That's crazy.
13, 14 when I seen it. And I was shocked. That broke my heart. But then it's weird. You kind of grow accustomed, nigga, to like
get immune to that.
You get immune to it. It's like, oh, he died. Fuck, that sucks. Damn, cuz, you might shed a tear. But it's like, at this point, this shit is so regular. Which it shouldn't be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's for sure. I mean, I got, it's immune. I'm immune to that shit too, almost. Like, it's kind of weird for me, like, when somebody dies or something like that. I just take it a different way. I'm just like, all right, for sure. Like,
yeah.
And I go on about my life. Like, and I'll be like, am I weird for that shit? Like, or, like, is that how you supposed to take it? Like, because some niggas be boo-hooing, but I'm just, like, not that nigga. And I feel like that happened to me, like, around 16. I start feeling like, not giving a fuck. You
right,
know what I'm
right, right. Like you care, but it's like not enough to care, like where you like balling or something like that. Right. Yeah. I feel you, bro.
When did the rap shit start? You know what I'm saying? When did you like grow love, you know, for the rap?
Niggas been fucking music forever, man. I made music inside of a bathroom of an Amtrak train.
Damn.
When I was like 16, visiting my mom in Galesburg, Illinois. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, nigga, we hooked it all up. We was on the train to Southwest Chief going to Illinois and shit like that. And I met a nigga from San Diego. He had a setup. I recorded a whole mixtape in the train. While the train is doing this. And while niggas is trying to knock on the bathroom to go inside to use the bathroom, we like, no, we recording in here.
Yeah.
The conductor came, he said, what are you guys doing in here? There's plugs. I was like, yeah, we recording a mixtape. He's like, oh no, you guys can't do that. All right, fuck it, nigga. We going to the other the other coach. We setting up right there, nigga. Get the second one done. Get the second song, third. We recorded a song right in coach, right there where you sit down. Four or five other songs. Then we did a mixtape, 5-track EP. It was called The Train Chronicles, nigga.
On the train.
On the train, nigga.
Damn.
Amtraked out, nigga.
That's,
yeah.
You go, nigga. Like
I was hungry, bro.
And how old were you when you did this? When you did this?
Probably like 16 or something, 7, you know.
Yeah.
16, hopping on the train. Sliding over there, trying to, you know, seeing what girls is around.
When did your mom feel like, or when did you tell her, like, you know what, this rap shit, I want to really, like, take this serious, mom. I want to do that. Because I know a lot of black mothers and shit like that, they not too receptive of that shit. They like, what? Nigga, rap. Nigga, fuck out of here. Nigga.
Yeah.
Get your shit and get your ass up out of here, boy.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, nah. Honestly, bro, like, right when I did that Amtrak shit, 16 years old, shortly after that, nigga start just fucking around with the homies and getting in trouble. But then I picked it back up again, like, bro, like 4 years ago or something like that. 5 years is when I was like, okay, nigga, it's time to bite down. How much is the studio time? Image consultant, nigga, I need a manager. You know what I'm saying, nigga? I need up. What's going down?
You said an image consultant.
Nigga, a stylist. What shoes should I wear with the... Okay, what kind of sound a nigga want?
Yeah.
What stories I want to tell that I've been through, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Damn, because, yeah, like, what motivates you, like, when you hit the studio? Like, what you doing when you hit that motherfucker?
Man, I was trying to clout chase in the beginning. I felt like I wanted I wanted to sing when I first started. I wanted to sing. And I was trying to do that Kurt Cobain's wave and shit, be a little pretty boy. And I was like, but niggas was still from the set. But I never thought to really speak about what I've been through.
Oh, you thought the light skin she was gonna take you over the top?
Yes, with the yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, it could have.
Nah, yeah, it could have. It could have.
It could have, nigga.
It could have. Yeah, it could have. Yeah. It could have. It could have. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, yeah, it could have.
Yeah, it could have. But going crazy on rap, at least speaking about that nigga Big Sad came up here. I'm like, bruh, you be going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He got a lot of stuff. I asked him about a few little things, though, that he had to clear up. But I'm like, but, bro, you be going crazy. These niggas hate you.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, you don't want to take that route in rap where you clout chasing and dissing homies.
Fuck no.
And dissing the dead and doing that shit. How you feel about that shit?
I won't diss the dead unless I did it.
Yeah. That's
if cold. I didn't kill you, I wouldn't diss you. You feel me? And even if I did chip you, nigga, I'm not finna do that. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I already did what the worst thing I could do to you. Nigga, you're gone. But I don't condone dissing the dead, nigga. That shit is like, it's like, okay, you overkilling it now. That ain't even gangsta. It's like, handle your business, nigga. And after you handle your business, nigga, get back to what you got to do, nigga. You never seen, I mean, you never seen it, but I'm sure Al Capone, Lucky Luciano, Bugsy Siegel, any of the Italian members, they choked the nigga out, threw him in the river, and went to go eat some spaghetti afterwards. I don't think they was all around town, nigga, with rest in peace, rest in piss shirts.
Yeah.
Or kicking over candles, cuz. Like, I mean, I'm just a old, I feel like I'm like a, my cripping is like, you feel me? Like, old school a little bit. I just follow the rules, but I don't do no extra young nigga shit like that when it come down to my cripping. Hell no.
Yeah, I mean, do you got to go through a lot of politics now that you kind of like, you know, you got a name for yourself, you here, like, do they still try to make you go through politics or this shit?
Yeah, I just had to get down with the homie. Well, two of the homies. I had to get down with the homie Baby Rock, and I had to get down with the homie just niggas, you feel me? But they know, but yeah, I had to get down with them because, you know, just whatever, because maybe something was misconstrued. Or I had to get down. It's just stupid, bro. But it's like to a certain degree, niggas have to go rise above that. That's what I feel like. I feel like reporting to the hood is like, I feel like it's a system of repetition down a path of destruction to a certain degree. You understand what I'm saying? So I try to break away, not break away from the hood, but I try to like just focus on me and doing my thing. But if an issue comes up, it's like, yeah, I'll line it up or whatever.
But that's kind of like selfish though. You feel me? Like, especially on the game. You feel me? Like, and if you still making me, you know what I'm saying, do this shit, I feel like you motherfuckers is really hating on me. Y'all really don't love me. Y'all really, you know what I'm saying, y'all see me on another path, and this path is going to take a few of us out this shit, and then, you know, and it's going to keep going.
No, so
if
for
you,
sure.
Yeah, if you got me still right here, you want me to get down with you, bro? It's weak as fuck.
Yeah, cuz, nigga, you didn't pull up to my gender reveal, cuz.
Like, what?
My nigga, I was on tour. Fuck. Damn, nigga.
Nigga, that's crazy.
You gotta do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga,
what?
Fuck. You're mean, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You're mean. Like, fuck all the like trying to act tough about it. You're terrible, nigga. Yeah,
you're
really
a terrible person.
You
nigga.
Suck.
Nigga, tell me that.
You suck, yeah. You fucking suck, nigga.
That is ridiculous.
It's like, ridiculous. I think it's stupid, but sometimes I fall into the trap of my toxic masculinity, bro. Yeah, whoop-de-whoop over here saying that you, oh, fuck, okay, for sure. Then I get, you know, get a little fire in me because we all have it burning inside of us to a certain degree.
That pride.
Fuck this nigga, I'm turning on, you know, whatever, but.
Motherfuckers will always want to test you.
Forever.
And I mean, telling you, that's, but at the same time, like I said, that's selfishness. Like you motherfuckers is just envious, too. Like, and it's just ridiculous. Like, why you want to do me like that? You're not, y'all know I ain't over here.
I can really honestly put you niggas in a position to win, too.
Yeah, like you position know? To get you some money. I'm doing XYZ.
Like before, I get it. Like when I was younger, I guess like niggas used to be like, nigga, what are you doing over here? You look like you should be from B5. You know, B5, like yeah, the little light skin group.
The little group.
You little B2K ass nigga, bro. You light skin, you pretty. Okay, for sure. That's fine. We go hit the cut and we just nigga getting it in. And they might tip me up, I might tip them up. But then you have to, I feel like, be honest with you, to be being light skinned, you have to prove a little bit more. They was like really hard on me, nigga. I'm like, damn, y'all niggas act like I'm a different species, nigga. Damn. Yeah. Like, nigga, I'm black, nigga. My mother is African American, cuz. Can we be friends?
Yeah. I'm over here, bro. Like,
I'm here. I'm fighting. Yeah, I'm talking. We're shooting dice, nigga. I mean, shit. Fuck.
Yeah.
Damn, man. You guys suck. But, you know, you go through the trials and tribulations of that, bro.
And I'm only asking you that because I know you've probably grown as a person. Yeah, you've grown as an artist.
Yes, sir.
You're taking things way more serious, and you're taking things less serious, which I probably think will be the gang shit and the politics shit. You feel me? And your life is in music, and you know, you go ahead and you get a Nipsey Hussle tattoo.
Right.
Your gang ain't having that.
Got DP'd.
That's out.
Got DP'd.
Please elaborate on that.
So, being a nigga that got inspired by him universally without the gang culture, without thinking the gang ties or thinking, fuck, this nigga from 60s, I'm from Wooty Whoop, or he bang neighborhood, I bang gangster. That man affected me so much that I was like, fuck, man, like, this nigga's like, not a prophet, but this nigga's like literally like just the epitome of what I really feel I believe in and shit like that. So I wasn't thinking, bro. I wasn't thinking. I took it upon myself to be like, man, we gotta hit the tattoo shop. Got blasted, bing, boom, bing, bam. Loved it. Went to the hood. Oh, you whoop-de-woo, what you? Okay, yeah, no, that's cool. That's nice, bro. Boom, bing, bow, boom, bing, bow, boom, bow, bing, boom. I'm seeing stars. I'm fucking, you know. You ever got kicked with a soccer ball in your face and your eyes is watering up? I'm seeing all that tears coming. Boom. I'm like, oh, hold on. All right, let me get my second win. Y'all niggas done blended me up. I'm getting down. Boom, 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 boom. Talk to the big homie. I'm like, hey, you feel me? You know, nigga, this is why a nigga did it. This, you know, I'm not thinking about none of that. You feel me? My cripping is solid. Nah, I feel you, cuz. It's all good, look. You feel me? They already know, nigga. Whatever. You know how that gangster shit go. So we just let it go from there, bro. And it was what it was. Not like a nigga's gonna get killed for it.
But that's crazy, though. Like, I mean, that did, you know, at that moment, you should have been like, you know what? This shit ain't for me, bruh.
What, you talking about getting the tat?
No, not the tat.
Oh, I mean, getting blended up?
Yeah, like just being the gang shit, though. Like, as far as that, like, I know how that shit is, and I know what you gotta do as far as hip hop. Rap, you gotta be from somewhere, you gotta be doing the whole little thing, you feel me? But music is just, it's another inspiration, it'll bring Definitely. You somewhere, you feel me? That shit is magical, you feel me? It's for an individual to have that effect on you,
yeah.
And for you to just be like, you know what, damn, it's that much of an effect, I'm gonna go tat, this shit is crazy, then you didn't even think about the repercussions of what could happen, is super powerful, you feel me? Like, at that moment, you should be like, hey, not yeah. hang it up, but you know what I'm saying? I'm out of here.
Nah, I feel you.
I gotta focus on this though, cause y'all don't know. Y'all don't know the bigger picture.
Yeah,
y'all don't know what's going on.
I feel like my loyalty levels is high, especially like say I got my girlfriend.
Yeah,
I don't cheat. I got the homies. I don't talk behind my friends' backs. I love them. The homies from the hood. Yeah, we can get out. Now, if niggas did some weird shit, Like, say a nigga chokeholded me and held me down and shaved my pigtails off and recorded it and put it on No Jumper. Then, nigga, fuck y'all, really. You know what I'm saying? But if we just, if y'all niggas just felt a certain way and we squabbling down, I feel like I could get over some fades. Yeah, I don't really hold on to that kind of shit. I'm like, all right, we fought. Okay, cool.
I mean, the tat is still there. What is niggas still saying right now?
Nothing. They won't, because then we're going to have to get down. You know what I'm saying? Like, a nigga just going to keep running fades. I don't like to fight. I'm going to keep it G. I'm not even, I'm going to be honest with you. I am not the toughest nigga. Like, yeah. I'm just not a mark. You feel me? I always been that way. Like, I didn't care how big the nigga was. If a nigga tripping or he trying to go, I'm a trip too. But I never been this super tough, like, yeah, cuz you, you niggas ain't, like, I never turned into the fucking Incredible Blue Hulk, nigga. I'm like more like, nigga, Batman, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm chill. I handle my business when I have to. I'm about my gadgets, about growing, about being rich and getting money. But nigga, when the nighttime turns, nigga, and if it's an issue that presents itself, nigga, then we gonna kill the Joker.
Yeah, on God. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Back to the music, man.
Yes, sir.
Sugar Free Tape.
Yes, sir. He's a fucking fool, man. He's crazy.
What the fuck? That's crazy, bruh. How the fuck you do that?
That's my nigga right there, man. We it organically happened. I seen a nigga at a video shoot and he did one of these. What do you do? What do you do, man? I know you from somewhere, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, no, I don't know you. What's I mean, I know you, but how you know me? No, you rap, right? Yeah, we got to do something. Is it yellow? And then we kind of just from there, after that little instance, it's over. It's like an uncle nephew type of thing. Organic. Damn. Cause I hear a lot about the nigga, like, he don't embrace a lot of niggas, or he kind of like, you can't really get the nigga, but with me and the nigga, like, I guess he might have seen like a younger him or a, cause we both crazy kind of, but he's a little bit more eccentric. But nigga, we still the same type of nigga. Like, he's like my older twin for some reason.
Yeah, cause the niggas can't get to him. Like, he ain't doing shit for people. Like, nah. Pass out. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta pay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But a lot of motherfuckers go back to him because his album, you know what I'm saying, Street Gospel, that shit is classic.
Iconic.
Classic.
Fucking legendary, nigga.
We all go back to that shit. You know what I'm saying? And if you at a certain point in your career and niggas ask you, do you want that feature? Who is it? His ass gonna be on that list.
Yeah, for sure.
He's on that list for sure. Yeah. I wonder, do he fucking know that? You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes I feel like he moved like he don't know it, but he's really the GOAT. He's crazy. The song he just did for me, the way he started my verse, he said, bitch, if I wanted you to say something, I'd stick my hand up right up your ass and work your mouth like a puppet. That's how he started it. Like, that's how he started. And then he ended it crazy. And then he said, on my other song, if the bear jumped into my house and tried to attack my bitch, if a bear broke into my house and started fucking my bitch, I wouldn't know whether to jack off or to help the bitch. I'm saying, who would say that? That's what the nigga was saying.
I would have looked at that nigga like, man, you crazy.
That's how he started both my songs, bro. Yeah. He said, I'm sugar friend free. He said, she told me she was pregnant, but she said, I'm on my last month, and she spelled month M-U-N-T. He was basically saying how dumb the bitch is spelling the month. The nigga's insane, bro. You know what I'm saying? A nigga crazy. So anybody getting a feature from him, just pay it if you want to. But me and Cud, like,
y'all won.
We going to get it together. Sugar Hill, baby. You feel me?
Two.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't put up the P unless you're really doing that. You know
for real.
Saying?
For real.
Yeah, because he really doing that.
Yeah.
He just got married.
He broke up with her.
It didn't last.
Nah, he posted a picture of her body on the internet, and the nigga went all the way. He turned to it from Aladdin to Jafar. The nigga went from Gandalf to Sauron. The nigga went from God to the devil. The nigga got, he really just turned on her. Like, he not turned on her, but he's like not fucking with her. Like, I don't know.
Shit, I was wondering how a pimp nigga like that is gonna get married. I'm like, well, shit, it's somebody for everybody at that point. And nigga, that's crazy. Well, talking about that, because I was going back to a Street Gospel album, and then motherfuckers not knowing like who they are. Like, DJ Quick was like, yeah, you know what? Damn, motherfuckers be saying I be feeling like I should be Dre. Like, what should I do? Like, what should you, what do you think, you know what I'm saying, our West Coast legends need to fucking do to these, be feel appreciated out here?
To feel appreciated?
You know what I mean, yeah, because that, I think the appreciation is not felt out here for our West Coast OGs.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel like, well, first off, what these niggas need to do,
yeah,
since we the young niggas coming up, stop complaining like a bitch. And come fuck with us, my nigga, and embrace us. Because there's only so many West Coast pioneers that's really embracing niggas. You feel me? I'm not saying everybody, because Sugar Free embraced me. I think Snoop Dogg embraced Doggy Style. And it's a couple other niggas. But niggas got to just shut up, bro. You feel me? Like, at the end of the day, like, we love what you did. But you're only really as good as your last receipt regardless. We love the discography of a lot of these West Coast pioneers. I'm a fan. I grew up with it. I was in a car seat bumping my head to Snoop Dogg, nigga. He's the reason I got this. But at the end of the day, niggas got to understand that we are all men. We are all legends that are rising and shit. Embrace the youth instead of feeling like you sitting on this fucking hot, this high horse. And you like, well, niggas should just, you know, they should respect me like I'm Wooty Woot. All right, nigga, okay. Well, fuck with us then, my nigga. Come to the turf or come to a show or let's do a collaboration. Come fuck with my OGs. Let's go to a barbecue. Come see what I'm about, my nigga. Come get in my car. Come talk to me. Come hear what I'm doing. Come see what kind of minority shit that I've been through. Ask about my stories. But niggas just sitting there like, I dropped this record and this album and these four records. You guys should be kissing my feet. No, nigga, fuck you. Nigga, we the new West Coast. We love the old West Coast, and we gonna always be there for the West Coast. And niggas can take it how they want. I got respect for all the OGs, and I'm not talking about all the OGs, but it's some niggas that, you know, they got that entitlement around them. No, nigga.
That you should be reaching out.
Like, we should be bowing down.
Yeah. Nigga. But kind of like, some of that shit I be feeling like, it fucked them up mentally in the 90s. With right. All the Death Row, the Suge Knight shit, niggas getting beat up, you know what I'm saying, raped, all type of shit. Niggas don't want to come out here and be fucking around. But also, I feel like what you said, like, bring your whole asses outside.
Come outside and
fuck
play
with me.
Fuck.
Nigga, when he said that, I said, I know exactly how to fix this problem, nigga. Go fuck with this young nigga. Go do, you a producer? Go do a Hit Boy doing. Go find you a niggas is be gladly to for a DJ Quick whole album to be produced. Bitch, you can go find anybody and go fuck with these niggas. That's all you gotta do. Come outside
and fuck
get
with
dressed,
us.
You know what I'm saying? See what it do. You ain't gotta hit the club or nothing. But it's like my New York niggas. They stay shining on us in every aspect. This is, we were just talking about this outside, Duno. Like, who y'all think is fucking with the podcast shit? Who you think bigger? New York or L.A.? I'm like, nigga, stop it. If we going OGs and we talking about that, I'm like, nigga, I'm like, look at all these OG-ass niggas. I'm
right.
Like, Fat Joe, I'm like, these niggas are still icy. Diddy still icy. These niggas outside. These niggas doing
going videos. Up.
These niggas is pulling up, fucking with these young motherfuckers, doing
shows,
shit.
Yeah.
Like, how you niggas living? Like, y'all not even teaching our young niggas how to live. Like, what's the... Like, what did you get from this this hip-hop shit?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to figure it out. Like, oh, Dr. Dre, he this and that. He got Eminem, Snoop Dogg. He ain't got to come outside.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, come
you,
on.
You still have to, nigga.
Yeah,
shit,
like,
I don't care what you did. Yeah.
I want to see Q fuck with a nigga. You
Eminem,
know what I'm
he yeah, fuck and, with some niggas, but, you know,
yeah,
still.
Like, come outside, fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Even Mac 10, we had this nigga Rucci up here, Mac 10. And he was like, man, I just really want to holla at Mac 10 and do a song with Mac 10. And then fuck with me. He like, nigga, he right here.
Yeah.
Like, fuck with the nigga Mac 10. It's
did he fuck
nigga
with him? He fucked with him, right?
No.
Oh, see?
Nigga, and I'm like, this shit is crazy.
That's bro. Crazy,
the
bro.
The West Coast is crazy. So you motherfuckers need to lead. Y'all need to lead the direction, nigga, another way.
No, we going to embrace
follow that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because like, all they going to do is go to the supermarket in Ralph's and fucking Hidden Hills somewhere. Go back into their house and be with their wife in their apartments and shit like that and just complain about how they not respected, nigga.
Yeah,
you got to come outside, nigga.
And you niggas got to do this shit by yourself. Y'all ain't got nobody to go and get some advice from, nigga, nobody to reach to. Like, maybe if I'm doing bad a little bit, man, I go get a beat from bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
y'all nigga, it's like they want the respect. Like, you know how, like, distant dads, my nigga, they want the respect of, like, a father. But y'all niggas is like leaving the nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all treating us like orphans. We basically orphans out here. So how can we have respect? Not respect to a certain degree, but how can we care about what y'all niggas talking about if y'all niggas don't even embrace us, bro?
Yeah.
At least come around and give a nigga, you know, a talk or a sandwich.
Shit. But see, but saying that though, like, how do you think like you guys are doing in with the younger generation? Because I feel like it's kind of going south with my LA niggas in particular. Like,
yeah,
it's like dissing niggas' hoods. Now we dissing dead homies.
That's
now
stupid.
We, you know what I'm saying? It's always a politic in Los Angeles. I can't do a song with him because he from over there. I can't do a song with him because he from over there. Like,
yeah,
being split up out here is tearing us down. Like, and how do you feel about that? You feel me? Like, would you go and do music with everybody? You feel me? If everybody was on the same level, you feel me? Level headed. Like, would you go do music?
Yeah, for sure I would. I would definitely do that. I'm all for pushing the culture forward and positivity. If we stay so attached to these old morals and principles and politics and shit like that, we gonna die with them. And then the people that are coming up underneath us, the youth, they gonna follow the same thing, the same techniques and shit. And then it's just, there's no growth there. That's why Atlanta on, that's why the East Coast, because they got so much unity and they don't really, you know what I'm saying? They don't be on no politician shit. You know, to a certain degree, they may be, but it's about other shit. You know, just like I said before, like, nigga, Two Chainz might run into one of the Migos or something. And it ain't no, oh, holla at me, my nigga. Yeah, we got to get it together. Yeah, I'm going to get with you. Come fuck with me. Yeah, it's all good. But, nah, they don't ever do that in Atlanta. In Atlanta, nigga, they just like, well, where's the studio? Let's go do it right now. It's not, oh, holla at my manager. Or where Cuff from? Where Blood from? Where y'all niggas from? Oh, who? Oh, you fuck with him? He's weird. I don't like it. Y'all niggas complaining like bitches. That niggas acting like bitches. Niggas really need to just really have like a celebrity or like a whatever. Niggas need to get in the ring, line it up, squabble, or stop acting like a bitch.
Yeah, I mean, but the politics is so high.
They
out
are,
here.
Bro.
Niggas probably don't want to go through that DP. You got DP for a tattoo. Bruh, imagine. That's
they can't
not
DP me again, though.
No. They can't, but they imagine like that happening in the South. Yeah. In New York, like, and all that. Like, we terrible, nigga, for doing shit like that. Like, we terrible. Like, but, like, do you feel like, even on the West Coast, like you said, your style, do you feel like you got to keep it all the way West Coast? You got your Chucks, the khakis,
yeah,
Dickie jacket on. Do you feel like you got to keep the style like that because you a West Coast rapper?
Just yesterday, I had on a pair of Subis. I had on some of these. Right?
Yeah.
I had on some of these. They was like green, though. I got them in the car, I think. I had on a fitted shirt, and I had my little chain tucked underneath. I switch it up all the time. This is just how I feel, nigga. Like, this is like the epitome of me. But a lot of the time, nigga, I throw on all kind of shit. You might see me at motherfucking, nigga, Coffee Bean in an Essentials hoodie. You feel what I'm saying? With like maybe some what's the jeans, nigga? Me and Stills got a lot of them. I forgot, but just some jeans, maybe some more Subis, or maybe some. We might bring the Trueys back. Niggas just love fashion in general, but I feel like when I'm really putting on for myself and how I feel, this is how I feel. This is how I give it up all the time.
Oh, so you said I'm gonna come like Dub C today, and
and then a nigga, and then you know what? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Cause this the epitome.
Yeah.
This like my soul.
You know how the crib walk.
No, I can't crib walk like that.
Oh, no. This nigga ain't no crib, cuz.
Oh, you crazy.
Oh.
I can crib walk, but not as you. Can you crib walk?
I ain't gonna lie, a little bit. Yeah, so I ain't gonna say no, not to do it, nigga,
See, I can do it. I can do it, but I can't. You know how niggas be going
like
up?
It's fucked up.
I be subconscious about it. I be hitting it, and I know how to do it. But when sometimes a nigga can't hit it like that.
How you subconscious about your crib walk?
Hey, man. Look, my nigga, because it's a lot of niggas. Some of the homies, nigga, they be going crazy with it. They be doing the spins, drops, twists, turns.
Yeah.
They be going nuts with it. Me, I just keep it real basic. I hit my little, then I hit this little shit right here. Of course, a nigga can crip walk, but can you crip walk?
Can you crip walk?
Yeah, can you do what them niggas was doing in the Cali is Active video?
Can you OT Genesis? Can you
nigga doing all that?
Nah, that's not that's
right.
That's how
I can't do all that, cuz I'm not gonna lie. My crippin' is in my veins, nigga. My crippin' is in these scars right here. This knuckle that's still misplaced, nigga. My crippin' is in this stab wound, cuz. When the enemy slid up on me over on Shenandoah, my nigga. My crippin' is in this Marvin tat, these chucks, and in my lyrics, and in my soul, in my spirit, nigga. You can't take that from me just because I can't do a little dance. Y'all niggas ain't got to know how to crip walk just to be a crip. Just know how to crip right.
Ooh, he got at me too. Yeah. And whoever thought he wasn't cribbing because he was light skinned.
Yeah, don't see me at the Burbank Mall with my girl eating chow mein and think that, oh, he's not a real crib. Because T-Row said, yeah, nigga, you're going to be swallowing your teeth, cuz.
So the enemy slid up on you and stabbed you?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
At least they didn't pull out with the urine and me.
I'm so fortunate and blessed.
But they wanted to get out and squabble and they had a knife.
Doing some other shit, some night, you know how that shit go. And then when you squabbling niggas,
yeah,
you, for some reason it's weird. It's kind of fake easier to squabble two or three niggas than one. I don't know why. Maybe because it's a bunch of niggas trying to do something so you can kind of Jackie Chan it and maneuver. When it's one on one, it's like, okay, nigga, then the nigga hit you with the wrong one, it's over. But yeah, it was one of those things. I didn't even know them niggas had a knife or anything like that. I didn't know that they had a knife. Them niggas was just like, we gonna get a regular fade in. Two other niggas jump in. All of a sudden, nigga, my shit just leaking. I'm like, what?
Where they catch you slipping? Walking or just
walking from the studio. I didn't have no whip.
This was in the set or just somewhere different?
Outskirts. Like the outskirts of the set. Like more so on like, fuck, man. Like kind of like almost fake, like where it's gonna get kind of raggedy and where the Jews be at. Mm-hmm. And niggas just jump out, just tripping, just like they was off some shit. Like,
hey, bro, where you from?
Not even that. They already knew. I'm the only nigga with pigtails like this in West LA. Now, OG died with the same hairstyle, but this the only nigga. So if you see anybody in West LA with this hair, you know it's me. Because a lot of these niggas look the same, bro. They just regular brown skinned chocolate niggas with fades and earrings and tattoos. Like, that could be anybody, nigga. It's like iRobot. It's a bunch of silver robots, but then there's Will Smith. Yeah, I'm the Will Smith of West LA.
Light-skinned nigga with the braids.
Like, that's him. That's got to be him. Tall, six-something, you know what I'm saying? Tall, light, you know? That's the only hairstyle I wear.
Ooh, and they was like, we got to do something.
We have to just act like we're going to do something or do something. And they tried to. They did something, but.
Well, thank you, God. You know what I'm saying? They just had the little ear in the mean. Thank you, God. Yeah. Because that's crazy. Like, you ever been bust on in a set?
I've been bust on in the set. I've been bust on in Santa Monica. I've been bust on Santa Monica off of 16th Street and Pico.
Oh, I was about to say in Santa Monica? God damn.
Because they got a lot of little gangs over there and shit, but I was there. It was me and three of the homies. Two bitches we was with. We had a homegirl that lived in the Santa Monica Mountains. Like, she lived over there in a nice little, you know, because then you got the main strip. Mm-hmm. You got the graveyards. You got some threses, you got, you know what I'm saying? If some Mexicans pass by, some Mexican niggas, right? They pass by, they was in a pickup truck, a white pickup truck. And I'm with the homie, his name Dom Pete. We chilling, they pass by in a pickup truck, they start whistling out the window. Hey, damn girl, you look good. And I'm looking back, I'm like, I'm gonna let it go. That ain't my bitch. I'm not tripping, whatever, y'all. I'm slipping, I ain't got no blower. It's weird, you know what I'm saying? One of the homies, he has too much toxic masculinity and pride. He said, hey, shut the fuck up, homie. That's my bitch. That's not even his girl. He's trying to show off. We young niggas. We trying to look cool in front of a bitch. That's how you get shot. They said, they broke. Like sound like a Wile E. Coyote break. Like, you know, like the cartoon ones. You really heard it, nigga. Like, skirt. I'm like, fuck. I'm thinking it's going to be a wobble. Me and two of the homies, they start, just said, what the fuck you say, homie? You said, what? I said, fuck. The homie said, come on, we got to squabble. Hey, what the fuck y'all little motherfuckers say, homie? I don't hear y'all too well. Regular face. So they rushing towards us, we rushing towards them. Right in the midst of that, we see something shiny. I'm like, that could be cub belt buckle or a knife or something like that. Nigga pulled it out. Strap blower, big, silver black. I'm like, damn, cub, okay. You know what I'm saying? Starts whatever. The nigga brought it out. Nigga, after that, nigga turned to Carl Lewis. I was out of there, nigga. It was right by the graveyard. I'm like, fuck, I'm out of here. Boom, I start running into zigzags, doing what the big homies taught me and all that shit. I'm jumping over, nigga, I felt like the Flash. Nigga, I'm jumping over cars by the whole car. The whole car I'm jumping over, nigga. Like, I'm jumping over trucks. I almost scraped my knee. Then I hit this cut. I'm like, fuck, cut. The homie with me, two of the homies. Them niggas know they cuts more than that. Whatever hood that was, they know they cuts. They seen us. Start looking a little bit. I'm walking down the alleyway. All I hear is this nigga just pop, pop. 2 seconds later. Like Call of Duty, nigga. I'm like, what? I said, no way, nigga. That couldn't have been that. And then they start popping again. Boom, boom, boom. Start hitting trees. I'm like, oh, it's over. Nigga, I must have jumped the highest little fucking thing I could see. Jumped over, picked myself up. Nigga, I'm a skinny nigga. I couldn't even get up. Jumped over after that, nigga, it was a wrap. Nigga just got on. Nigga got, I don't know what the fuck happened after that, cuz.
Nigga, that shit sound crazy. That shit sound crazy, bro. I mean, but that shit will lead a nigga to that. You feel me? Like,
once you start hearing, you ever heard that shit before, T-Rail?
Yeah, and I thought my life was over too.
This shit sound like an like airplane.
It's like one or two that it gets you. It's like, ooh, that shit was by my ear.
Yeah.
And then it's like, bruh, it's over. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, God, for everything. I was been here. Nigga start praying and doing all the whole little shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Man, fuck, I wasn't supposed to do this shit. Like,
Yeah,
but shit,
this was
man.
So cool in the beginning. Fuck, man. Yeah. I love the blue rags I was wearing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But this sucks, nigga.
Did this shit ever lead you in jail?
Nigga,
to jail.
Multiple other things led me into that type of to those situations. The worst place in the world is county, nigga. That shit is terrible.
That shit is terrible as fuck.
But I mean, you go in there, it's a stench. You know a stench I'm nigga talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know a stench I'm talking about. Toilet right there is cold as a motherfucker. You know you got fades coming up. Nigga done lined it up with niggas. It's the worst experience in the world to me, nigga.
The Hispanics in there think you Hispanic.
And when I went up inside there, them niggas thought I was for a minute. But I mean, I am Hispanic, but I push the crib card, so I run black in there.
Yeah.
So, you know, they questioned a nigga before. I got up in there, sat in there in the little loading tank, nigga, just cooling.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, he was like, what's up, homie? I was like, what's cracking? You feel me? Because I had my hair in a bun at that point. It was like in a bun. Because sometimes, you know, certain, they'll put their hair in their bun and shit. But if you had these two, it's like different. He's like, hey, you a homie? I'm like, no. I was like, nah, bro. I'm from Marvin Gaye's The Crip. Boop, 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 boop. And it was just like, after that was done, that only happened like once, I think. Once. Yeah. After that, but once you get kind of processed in, nigga, and then they kind of already know who you are, niggas don't really question anymore. You feel me? They're like, okay, this nigga's black. Like,
nah, know, leave that nigga alone.
He's a nigga.
Yeah. And music, are you independent?
I'm independent. I have a partnership with Empire.
Yeah.
So we developed a formula where it's like I own all my music and all my rights to all of my songs with Yellow World Co. and Yellow World Inc. And Empire, they kind of just like, you know, we do little things together. Like they might fund this project, recoup it, give it back.
Got it. Like, is that like the best deal for you? Because a lot of artists out here have that deal with Empire where they feel like, okay, they're good. But do you feel like Empire can take you to the next level as an artist?
I think so. Yeah, it just depends on how you deal with them. You feel me? I feel like it's the best thing to do because if you just sign in a way, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah, y'all here, just take me. Just take me and do what you want.
Just fuck it.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
But it's not. But no. I don't have one of those situations. So it's like anytime I want to leave or I want to just go explore my options, I could do so at like pretty much any time. I just kind of like what they've been doing for me. You know what I'm saying?
Like, are those checks good? You know
those
what I'm
checks saying? Are straight. Yeah, man. What I do is I get like they'll give you like an advance, right? Bam. Once you get your advance, you good. You just run with that. Boom. You know what I'm saying? They get your housing together, all of that, you know, and then everything else is just added income.
Oh, hold but on. They help you with that?
Or they don't help you with housing, but like the advance, sometimes a nigga just throw that into a year of rent. Like, say I get a check from them niggas, I'll be like, I'm hustling, nigga, I ain't tripping. I just need a place to stay. I don't want to think about rent. That sucks. So I just take my money for rent, throw it to the landlord or whatever, boom. That may be like 60 G's, 70 G's or something like that. Ugh. And then get right back in the street. As long as I have a place I can wiggle back to and go hustle and come back home to, nigga, I'm gonna make it work. Cause then my next advance is just gonna turn a 250K to 500K to a mil. Then right there, nigga, I'm putting a down payment out of house somewhere ducked off away from anything.
Damn, that's crazy. I always wonder about them checks, especially now since motherfuckers is trying to take the independent route rather than the, you know what I'm saying, getting signed. Because people still like being signed is better.
Yeah.
Being signed is better. You get the playlisting. You get here. You get the radio.
Yeah.
You get the marketing deals.
Yeah.
You get the big budget for the videos. You're doing this. But when you like independent, you really can't, you know what I'm saying? You got to really like take it lightly. And you got to really kind of like do it yourself, man, and get that groundwork. But I kind of think like the independent route like is the route you should take, because you never know what'll happen to you as an artist. And some artists be, they get signed right as soon as they hit. So if then when you're not hitting and then they drop you, you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because, and then it's like, fuck. But if you doing that groundwork beforehand, you know what I'm saying? Then a record label might sign you to a Gang of Bread or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And then shit goes south. You already know what's the deal, how to keep that ball rolling.
Yeah.
You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
no,
how to
you're
keep
right.
That shit going. Like, so that shit is kind of cool for you to be like independent, you know what
no,
I'm saying?
For sure.
And all that route. Yeah, I like that shit though. Like,
it's just like whenever a nigga wanna go, you feel me? You could just, you know, but yeah, man, it's cool to have like a, I guess you would call them like a father. You get me? Like, in the musicianship-wise and, you know, artist-wise, like, nigga, they're like a father, like, just, you know, just in case, nigga. Like, not in case. You know how it go. Universal partnership.
What's the biggest check you ever had, and you know, and what did you do with it when you first got it and you looked at that motherfucker like,
the biggest check? Like, I ain't really had, like, a huge check. I just had checks. Like, I think some of my checks came from, like, nah, bro, like.
I mean, you had to have a big check coming out the ghetto. Coming from where you come, and a nigga give you a check, nigga, it's like, me coming out the ghetto, nigga, the check, nigga, check from 10 is cool, nigga. I'm like, ooh, I'm one. You know what I'm saying?
I think my first big check was probably like, my first big check was about 13 stacks. That was my first big check that I thought, you know what I'm saying? But like, nowadays, nigga, the 13 stacks, nigga, I'm telling you, I'm 3, 6, 9, 12. Nigga, that shit gone within like 2 months or 3 months.
Damn.
Well, just because, like, the way a nigga live, you feel me? The spot that I got, the condo I got, and niggas have... When you a rapper, bro, like, I feel like maybe for other entertainers, you don't have to really worry about, like... Like, you haters more so, but when you, like, for some reason, rappers, you need to make sure that you have a secure place to live, bro. And it gotta have key fobs. You have to have a front desk, nigga. Security. Nigga, you need a face ID to get in the lounge.
Yeah. Bitch, you can't come in here. Basically,
you'd have to go through 4 niggas just to go through the 5th, 5th, and 6th nigga. You feel me? Like, that's the kind of shit I got right now. So I'm like, oh, I need that. Because if a nigga figure out where I'm at, it's over.
Yeah.
What? All they got to do is hide under your car. And when you think you're going to Panda Express real quick, he going to blow you down. And then you're done.
Nah, you do got to have that shit out here, though. Like, shit is crazy out here. Like, and it's like for outside rappers, have you ever told an outside rapper how to move out here? Cause nigga, like, it's dangerous as fuck out here. And these motherfuckers from out of town, I still don't think they get it.
I had a nigga tell me meet him on I forgot what it was. He was an out of town rapper. He's like, you know, them regular square type regular rappers and shit. He was like, yeah, bro, meet me on Crenshaw and boom, 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 or something like that, right? Just brought, we shoot a music video, bro. It's all good. We got the location, everything.
Nigga, never.
I'm like, who you shooting it with? He's like, oh, just, yeah, my friend, you know, his name's Justin, and we're just kind of hanging out. And yeah, man, we're just going to get it done. We'd love to have your cameo. I'm like, all right, bro, for sure. I'm going to holler at you. I looked at the nigga location. This nigga, it's the dead end right here. I know it's a gang of shit over here I've never even heard of. And then there's 2 other hoods that kill each other right here. I'm like, you're crazy, nigga. And I told a nigga I had to go. I told a nigga I was sick. I was like, bro, I ain't feeling well. I went to Marina Del Rey Hospital. I'm going over there, nigga. You crazy? He's nuts. But that's how niggas don't know how to move, bro. They don't know no better.
I mean, with your music, do you put all that shit into it? Like everything that's happening out here, Los Angeles, death, you know what I'm saying, murder and all of that shit. Like, are you going to always continue to do that shit? Or, you know, are you going to move back to your versatile state and maybe start singing again?
I did LA Is Not Safe. I did that and let niggas know. And then I got LA Handbook coming out January. That's literally what you said. It's a 1 through 7 guide on audio, how to move in LA. Don't bring the sprinters, nigga. tuck your chains. You're not too cool, nigga. Tapping with some real gang members or tapping with some real hitters, nigga, that you know, cuh. If not, nigga, you gonna get wiped out, nigga. But to answer that other question, yeah, like I dropped Growth is Gangsta. That's talking about like my drinks center straight up fast food. That's talking about starting little leagues. That's talking about, you know, incorporating fundamental knowledge for kids, you know, helping kids with autism. Like that whole Growth is Gangsta shit that I did, the collab with Pro Club, was just all about growing and making it cool to grow, making it cool to like to go watch Peter Pan, nigga, with your bitch, making it cool to drink a nice drink, you know what I'm saying, like a nice pressed juice, making it cool to go to church, nigga, making it cool to respect women. That's what that whole thing was about. So I always let niggas know my foundation is this gangsterism, but anything else after that, I'm trying to lead people to water instead of Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I like that. And the Little League thing, I didn't know you did that.
Nah, I'm gonna be real with you. I ain't did it yet. My big homie from the set, he got a whole Little League and shit, but I'm about to start the Yellow Hill Little League top of next year, like February though.
Damn. Is it hard to
start? It's a Drew League.
Oh, wow. But how hard is it to start that? Like
knowing him, he's a coach. So he got the whole system. He's in the Harbor area, but he's been coaching. He did a 10-year spread in the pen, but when he got out, he started really going in with that shit. But it's easy. I mean, it's honestly, bro, you just got to get a couple credentials. You get the jerseys, the kids, you kind of get them involved and stuff like that. And I'm finna start coaching them little niggas, man. Like, coach Snoop thought he was the only nigga that was doing shit with the football niggas, cuz the Gangsta Crips, you know, we got the motherfucking basketball, cuz. Yeah, cuz.
I like that, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but shit. Yeah. I mean, but before we get out of here again, you can tell motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, in a hole, everything that's coming. You feel me? Yeah. Everything you got going on. Yeah. You feel me? And link everybody to what it do with you.
Man, okay, so December 16th, we got that single coming out. Where am I? There's so many cameras. Which one?
Just look in the one in the motherfucker. I'm looking at it. They're all right there.
One, two, three, four. I see four motherfuckers
right
here.
Just look at that bitch. It'll get you.
So check this out. December 16th, we got Vice City coming out with my boy Hit Town, Sugar Free, my nigga Jay Worthy from WSP. Shout out my nigga. The 23rd, we got the Sugar Hill Project. It's a whole experience. You're going to get to see two of the flyest, dapperest, light-skinned niggas that's coming out of the motherfucking West Coast on a track together on five tracks. Boom, top of January, we got the LA Handbook. We going crazy. 1 through 7, step-to-step guide on what to do and what not to do. Don't slip in the wrong neighborhood. Bam. And Little League, I got Yellow Hill Glass coming out. Yellow Hill Glass is a glass company. It's foldable security gates. It's motherfucking glass, windows. We do everything, my nigga. I got 3-4 employees that's working for me right now. So if you ever need any household needs, let me know. We got Genie in a bottle. We entrepreneurs, nigga. We just stop where Tookie stop. Let's get it.
You're making me go up a gang sign. I like that. You feel me? And you know what I'm saying? You want to fuck with me? You know what I'm saying? I'm back on fit. Make sure y'all tap into that. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want some lady clothes, don't worry about nothing. Make sure you go to sosorella.com. Fuck with that, man. Meet me every Wednesday. You feel me? On the end of the day, live with my boy Duno and AD and my nigga Smack. Don't worry about nothing. You feel me? But yeah, we up out of here. Gone.